You don't have to worry, because you know where you're going. You're going to be with the Lord. Father, I thank you for your word. Let this word, God, right now, use for your glory. Father, I thank you. And Father, heal people. Sickness, heal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to the Getting to Know Him broadcast with Pastor Elvira Brevell of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. To correspond with Pastor Brevell or to send a love offering, go to $ShalondaNobles. That's $ShalondaNobles. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altonio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
In this flesh and committed to sin while we were yet sinners. Thank you for being able to see down through the years and see the mistakes I would make, see the faults and the frailties and the failures that I had, and take care of them before I even got here. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, I thank you, Lord. I'm so grateful to you. So thankful to you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We magnify you. Oh, we praise your name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father, I give you praise and thanks today for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your presence and power. Thank you, Lord God, for your people. All of us, God, who are here by the grace. Lord God, we would not have made it if it was not for your grace. We just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for each one, Lord, whether we are up or down, whether we're on the mountain or the valley of our life. We thank you, God, for your guidance. We thank you for the pillar of fire by night and, Lord God, the pillar of a cloud by day. We thank you, Lord God, for your holy presence. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit who gives us and teaches us all truth. And we thank you now for the greater one that is in us, than greater than he that is in the world. Father, we ask you now, Lord God, that you'll give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let my tongue today be a pen of a ready writer, that I may write upon the hearts of the hearers the things, Lord God, that you would say today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, that you would heal, deliver, set free. Lord God, break bondages. Whatever you have to do today, Lord, we are here and available. Our storage is empty and we're available to you, Lord. Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, just have your way in this place. Lord God, I thank you, God, for clarity of thought and precision of speech. I thank you, Lord God, for the hearers' ears, God, today to be anointed to hear and to be able to receive with joy the word of God, the word of faith. That word will bring healing and deliverance and power and peace and even prosperity to all of them that hear and believe. Father, and I thank you now. I give you glory and praise. And Father, we would join in with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. Father, you are holy. You are so holy, and your glory fills the earth, and your spirit fills us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to use for a thought a few reasons to be thankful. Amen. Just a few, because we got a lot. Amen. If I'm just by myself, I can take all day and tell you what I'm thankful for. Amen. Because he's done so much for me. amen, that I don't have time to tell it all. Amen. That table saw done killed, listen, it done killed more black folks than the police. Now, I'm sorry. I'm just joking, y'all. But it has. Table saw has. Limit that. You know, I'm just trying to say here, what it's saying is that you do whatever you want to do and then your body start breaking down and then you call on the Lord. That's what that's saying, right? But let's go a little bit deeper into looking at that. They soul aboard all manner. He says soul, mind, will, and emotions. You're into pleasing yourself. And so he says you please yourself with everything you want to please yourself with. And then they draw near unto the gates of death, get close to dying, and then you all of a sudden, you're calling on the Lord. I ain't worried about it right now. You know how, you know, folks, you know how we used to do when we were young? We just, you know, dry, ain't worried about it. You drink, I come almost near death. That's why you're throwing up. You got alcohol poisoning. And then we get around that porcelain throne and call on the Lord. Somebody say, Earl. I call Earl and the Lord. Back in my day. Amen. Earl had to be the deacon. Because I call him and the Lord back in those days. Amen. We got to see, we can't just do what we want to do. And then when things seem like they're about to destroy us, then call on the Lord. We have to stay within the limits, stay within the boundary, and let iniquity go. Verse 19, I'm getting close to the finish. He says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. Look how good God is. He said, even the fool, and you know, old people say, God take care of fools. Even the fool in his mess, in his iniquity, in his transgression, God still looks at him and say, you know what, I'm going to take care of that fool. And so if God do that for the fool, what about the rest of us that believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him? What about the rest of us that if he does that for the fool, and I'm trying my best trying to make 100 because 99 and a half won't do, but every now and then I slip and I'm like ASAP, my foot almost, and sometimes not almost, it do. And I got to realize that even though I fall, that I got to get back up and get back in line, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What about that? If God does that, and this is encouraging to me, because if God looks at somebody who said that he ain't existing and live like he don't exist, do what they want to do, and he delivered them in their distresses in the moment that they cry, I cry out to him, I know he'll hear me. Quit wondering if God will hear you and know that he hears you. Quit wondering if God will deliver you and know that he's a deliverer. Quit wondering if God will save you and know that he's a savior. He is a savior. Amen. You see, you don't need to wonder if God will do those things, because all those things, that's exactly who he is. He is a healer. He is a savior. He is a friend. He is all of those things. He's a deliverer. Come on and say amen now. And so he says now, and he says he delivered them from their distresses, from the jaws of distress, the jaws of your pain, and whatever it is that's bearing down on you, God will come right in that situation and deliver you. You know that? God will come right there in the midst of what you're going through and bring you out. Y'all don't believe me? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going through what they were going through, and the Bible says that when they went to the fiery furnace, that the Lord was already in the fire, took the heat out of the flame. I wish I had somebody. And when he took the heat out of the flame, they came out unhurt, untouched, unscathed by what they've been through. They didn't smell like what they've been through. They didn't look like what they've been through. They had no association with what they had been through. And I don't understand how when we come out and God bring us out and God deliver us, that we somehow bring out that funk of whatever it is that we've been through. We can't even testify without some kind of, you know, breakdown. We can't, we don't want people to, we have that look of I've been through on us. No, I need to look like I ain't been through nothing. I need you to see that God will preserve me even in the wilderness. Even though I didn't have no clothes to change, you'll never know it because God kept my clothes. Even though I didn't have a new pair of shoes, you would never know what my shoes was looking like on day one and then day 41 because God kept my shoes on my feet looking good. I wish I had somebody. That's why he tells us that even though when we fast, don't go around frowned up looking like you're fasting, complaining. For all y'all that's fasting and telling everybody, ooh, I can't make it. You just done yourself an injustice. He said, put all on your head. Make sure you look good. Go out there and they never know that you're fasting, that you're praying, that you're going through anything. Just let them know that God is a deliverer, that God is a keeper. God, I wish I had somebody. God is a regenerator and a redeemer. Do I have anybody in the house that say, I'm not letting them know what I'm going through because they never can tell, because I never can tell when God deliver. And so when I come out, I let them know, y'all didn't know it, but I was going through hell. I was in the high water, but that's all right. God brought me out. Y'all didn't know it. I thought I was about to throw in the towel, but God said, ain't no towel to throw in. You just got to keep on walking and keep moving. Y'all don't know. I was in the valley of the shadow of death, but then I didn't fear no evil because God was right there with me. Do I have anybody in the house that said he restored my soul? I was at my wit's end, but God said, I'll give you a mind to do my will. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. There got to be some times where you don't tell everybody that you're going through. Look, I don't go around talking to people and saying, Sister Nettie, pray for me, I'm going through. Sister Marla, pray for me, I'm going through. Sister T, pray for me. Brother Dan, Brother Mel, I don't go telling everybody, pray for me. You know why? Because I already know that the Lord will make a way for me. I ain't got to ask you to pray, because if God wants me delivered, he'll put me on your heart. He'll put me on your mind, and you'll get up out of your bed, and you'll start praying for me. I got that kind of confidence in my God. I love y'all, but my confidence ain't in you, because you might fall asleep. You might not be there to pray with me, but I know God will. Somebody say, God will. You don't believe it? Let me tell you. The Bible said Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane took three of his best friends, three of his closest comrades. They fell asleep while he was going through his hardest times. They fell asleep, but he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. When he got through praying, he said, sleep on. It's already the time for me to go through. I wish I had somebody. What am I saying to you? That if you go to sleep on me, that don't mean I ain't gonna go through it and come out as pure gold. Come on and shout yes. You can sleep on me if you want to. Tell them, say, you're sleeping on me, but I'm about to come out. You're sleeping on me, but God is about to deliver. God is about to open doors, do a new thing. Say yes. Y'all gonna let me finish? Y'all gotta let me finish? I'm almost there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. See, we have a duty to praise him because of what he's done. And look, not only what he's done, but what he's capable of doing. When you realize the capabilities of God, you ain't got to hold your head down. That's why you can lift your head to the hills which come at your help, because you know your help comes from the Lord. Listen, I ain't disrespecting you, but I'm looking right past you. And I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Ooh, my. Look, no disrespect to you, but I love you, but I'm still looking to Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I don't want to disrespect. You can pray for me, but I know whom gonna deliver me. I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, Lord. Job said, I hear you, my friends. I know you say I did something wrong. And maybe I did. But I'm still waiting on him. Because I know when he tried me, that I'm coming out as pure gold. Job said, yes, he may be punishing me for some transgression. But though he slay me, yet will I. Do I have anybody that say I trust him when I can't trace him? When it don't feel good, when it seem like I'm on his bad side. His bad side is still better than the worst side. Do I have anybody? Y'all gotta let me finish. Whew. I'm trying to come to a close. Hallelujah. Verse 20. This my shout right here. Y'all got yours. But verse 20. He says, he sent his word. When they cried out to him, he sent a word. When they cried out to him, he sent his word. God, first of all, sent Jesus. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Now, see, you've been praying for God to send you somebody. You've been praying for God to send you some money. But God said, I'm sending a word. And if you ain't in the place to get the word, ain't no deliverance. You'll stay in distress. Ain't no deliverance. You'll stay in bondage. Because only his word is going to deliver us. Oh. You got to see this. You got to see it. They called on him. He didn't just come. He didn't say, okay. Now he had sent Samuel. He had sent Elisha. He had sent Moses. And they were still bound. He sent Samson. He sent Deborah and Barak. I'm trying to tell you something. He sent people that helped him along the way. But they still were in bondage. But he sent his word. And healed them. First he healed them. And I said, Lord, you healed them first, right? Yeah, he healed them. Why? Because if he's going to get you out of this, he can't have you looking any kind of way when he bring you up. You in distress and he deliver you and you still look distressful. Don't talk to me about deliverance if you're still looking like you're in distress. Wait till you get healed. Then you tell me how the Lord did it. Because if you're telling me why you're in distress, that means I ain't going to believe you. And if I'm an unbeliever and you tell me that, I don't want that God. Y'all stay with me here. See, your job is to make sure you represent the one that you say delivered you. Now, if your representation of him is it got people doubting, there's something wrong. But when I come out, I need to come out and show you, hey, look. A wreck. Oh, but he healed them emotionally. He healed them spiritually. That's why Jesus came. He came and he said that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was laid on him, upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. no more ailment. My grandma used to ask me, what's ailing you, boy? What's ailing? That means something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. My mother used to say, what's ailing you? It means something wrong with you. And it wasn't always when you were sick. It was when you was acting a fool. Huh? So don't act a fool. He said, the fool because of the what transgression. So don't act a fool because something ailing you then, but you got to get out of your ailment through the word of God. He said, look, all right, we're going to get out of here. He says that he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Listen, if you don't follow instructions, you end in destruction. Again, if you don't follow instructions, you end in destruction. What instructions? The word of God. There are instructions for life and health and strength and deliverance and power and peace. That's what we need. We need that. Hallelujah. When we disobey God's word, then we become sin sick, and our sin sick soul brings us to a place of destruction. And then the problem is that a lot of times we get caught up in our pride of our sin sickness. And when we get caught up in that pride, the Bible says pride comes before destruction. A haughty look. When we think we got it going on, we know we really don't. He said that comes before destruction. And the only reason why you can't obey the instructions of God is because we're not humbled. That means you're still prideful. So he says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And he'll exalt you. That means I don't care how low you are, he'll lift you up. If you humble yourself, you're already low. So why not humble yourself? Why not pride God? Why not obey his instructions? You're already in the place where don't nobody want to come down there and help you. So you wonder why nobody don't want to help you, because you're too low. You're too deep in this mess. Don't nobody want to go down. Everybody looking to go up, so you might as well call on the Lord. There ain't nobody coming in the hole with you. That's why David said to us that he lifted me out of the miry clay and placed my feet on the rock. He pulled me up out of the horrible pit. I was in a place nobody wanted to be. But the Lord came down and rescued me. Y'all don't hear me here. He says that he healed them from their destructions. Now, he sent his word. When we think about his word, you got to understand that his word, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, that all the enemies of the Lord, all the enemies of the Lord, his saints, he said that he's going to destroy them with the word of his mouth, with the sword that comes out of his mouth. So how do I, if I'm going to be delivered, if I'm going to be victorious, if I'm going to be an overcomer, how can I get victory if I don't know the word? I'm praying for victory. Well, you know what he said? He said, now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in all things. He said, we have this victory. Jesus said, because I've overcome the world, you can overcome. Come on and say amen. We need to know what the word of God says about us. And when you know what the word says, you walk in what the word says, and you trust in what the word says, then the word will do what it's going to do in your life. I'm trying to get there, y'all. He says, he'll deliver you from destruction. Verse 21. And all that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. He says, look, we got to understand that God will deliver us. Whatever we're stricken with, whatever you suffer with, God is going to deliver. And when you understand that God is a delivering God, he delivers the people that are captive. He delivers the fool. He delivers it. God is a deliverer. That means that's his character. That's who he is. That God will create a way of escape for you no matter what, no matter who you are. And, you know, we can't get mad at God for delivering people that don't like us. Because, you know, he delivered the fool. Y'all don't hear this morning. We can't get mad with God for delivering them, because it means if God on and say hallelujah. He said, but then he said, and let them, when we look at, if we would just praise God, anybody want to praise him today? If we would just praise the Lord, and for not just for his goodness, but for all the works that he's done, the miracles that he's done in your life, the things that he's given you in your life, the doors he's opened, the opportunities that he's made, he's given you options. I wish I had somebody. You know, I always thought about this, you know, when people say, you know, I want the one thing that God wants, the one job, the one, and then I start thinking about that. Yeah, I like to have the special one thing that God wants for me, but then I also know that God will give you options. God will give you options because he wants you to be able to choose. You know, oh, come on and say amen. He wants you to be able, he don't want to take away your volition. He wants you to have volition, but he wants you to do it responsibly and not choose from the devil's, what he offers you, but choose from what he gives you. If God didn't want us to have choices, why didn't he just put trees in the Garden of Eden and say, eat from this one tree and don't eat from that tree? He said, you can eat from any of the trees. There's options in here. Come on and say amen. He said, but the one tree, don't take part in. The one tree, don't eat from it. The one tree that they took part in, he said not to, but they had all these other choices. And you know, that's what the devil will do. He'll make you zero in on the one thing. He'll make you look at the one bad thing, the one wrong thing, the one forbidden thing. He'll keep your mind on that, and he won't let you realize that God has put you in a place where you got options. Come on and say amen. And so he says, we ought to, he said, in all that men would praise the Lord, all that men would yada God, kahila God, hallel God. But that means celebrate. Can we celebrate God sometime? You know, we celebrate ourselves. And we talk, you know, and I'm just one of them people that I don't talk a whole lot about myself while preaching. I might mention a few things that may go in with and make you laugh or whatever. But I like to talk about him. You know, even if I testify, I'm talking about him. What the Lord can do. Come on and say amen. You know, you can't keep putting yourself in front of what God is doing. You know, sometimes we talk about, boy, I prayed and the Lord did this. You know, the Lord was going to do it anyway. Because and he ain't going to embarrass himself, and he ain't going to let his reputation go down on the likes of you. Because of you, you know, come on and say amen. Oh, yeah, because he knows that you've been telling people that you know him. And he said, well, they don't really know me like they think they know me, but I'm going to deliver because they can't. If I don't deliver, they're going to look bad. And it's going to get my name a bad rep. And God said, my name. Oh, come on and say amen. We got to understand that he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name. I wish I had a few people in the house that realized that if it had not been for the name of God, the Bible said that demons fear and tremble at the name. Do anybody know how to bless his name in here? Anybody know how to lift him up in this house today? He said that if we would just praise the Lord for his goodness, and we got to learn how to praise him just because he's good, not because he's done something this morning, but because he's good. He's been good over the years. He's been good over my lifetime. He was good before I got here. Preach. Oh, yeah, God is good. He said, and for the wonderful works of the children of men. I don't know about you, but when I think about what God is doing in this earth, it's wondrous. I ain't got time to complain about Trump. I ain't got time to complain about the Senate, because I know that God is still in control. I don't have time to look at all the mess that I see on CNN and Fox News, whichever one you choose to watch. But you know what? I got to look at what God is doing. That has been this bad before in the world. Yes, it's been evil before in the world. But God found a way to preserve his people. He found a way in the Babylonian captivity to make sure Daniel became the second in charge. He found a way in Egyptian captivity to make sure that Joseph was the second man in charge. I wish I had somebody in the house. So while we're worrying about Trump and while we're worried about the Senate, we need to call for Mordecai. We need to call for Nehemiah. We need to pray God will send us somebody that's like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We need to pray that God will send somebody who's like King Darius or Cyrus. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, I'm going to start praying instead of complaining, because I know the Lord can make a way for us through this. Somebody shout hallelujah. But then he tells us this. He said we need to offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. But when I looked at that, I said they're already praying.
praising him because I want a specific praise.